I guess you and I have the year-end celebration to do since birthdays and wedding anniversaries. Everything came come together. But let's go on. Let's see. Let's talk about some of my business here. We've had a... I've been trying very hard to get a lot of 185 applications in for people who we hire, and I've been working pretty steady at that, and I've got most of them in, and I think I'll have most of my people hired for what I want. Then this is the time of year for the fitness reports on everybody, and they've all gone in and are ready for the send off. I'm wondering if I should have a fitness report for my raise in grade. Maybe I should ask him to put that in. I don't know. It's for my promotion again. If we got a billet, maybe we can get it. Okay, then I've had a lot of trouble with generators. I told you about the electricity being out in the power plant, and now we're trying to help the power plant to get the electricity going. And I sent some generators down south to Saigon, and I finally got two of them back, and I got them on the line now. And they're helping out people, so I'm doing a little better in that area, in the electrical area. Then I've got some instructions to write and some directives to do. Got a warehouse. I've got to get cleaned out and get a door put in it and another side of it so I can get in and out one side and seal up another side so nobody can get in that side where we store a lot of our equipment. Then I've got, what else have I got to do? I think everything is shaping up pretty good now. Oh, Henry Plummer got transferred up the way, and the guy that they're sending down here is really a doozy. I don't know what happened to him. He's probably going to turn in the hospital, and I won't see him anymore. Well, so much for that. I guess if I don't see him anymore, I'll just have to run the finance end of this shebang. I guess it won't be too tough, except when I leave for vacation, there won't be anybody else here to do it. So we'll see what turns up in that respect. I'm glad I'm not glad I'm getting away for Christmas and not to escape the rigors of what's going on here, but just to get a break and get another view of what's going on in the rest of the world. And I'll get to see some football games. Right. I'm sure glad that I got you to get them football teams lined up for me so that I can enjoy some football and get everything lined up for what days they're playing, New Year's Day and all them days. Well, I see. I got a Christmas card from Aunt Grace. And I got a Christmas card from Aunt Mary. And one of them just said, Merry Christmas. And I think Aunt Grace wrote, she said, I'm going to write a line. And she wrote a page and a half in that fine print. And that's nice because she writes newsy stuff, you know. The meat, the gossip, I guess, of the family. She tells where everybody is, what everybody's going to do, and what they're doing. And that's nice to hear. She says Melvin is working real hard on his house, and he's sure going to have a good one. I guess he's going to build a mansion out there, country club style with golf and everything. That'll be a pretty good deal. Heaven. A rich cousin in the lives in the country club area.
the universe.
I wish I was in the country club area, but I'd like to be out someplace where the grass is a little greener. Up in them sand hills, you have to dig a well to water the stuff. But I guess they're getting so that they're old big timers back up there and with all that money. She said something about we wanting to buy some new machinery, but it cost $90,000, which is more than the job was worth or something. She didn't mention Mary Elizabeth's health, but I guess she still persists and is staying with the people. I sometimes think of Carol and her kooky husband. Wonder what's going on there. I guess Carol will make out. I don't know. The guy's a pretty good guy, but he's a little. What is he? Someday he'll turn out to be famous, I guess. All the goofs do. Now, you've been feeling all right? You've been looking forward with anticipation and expectation? Have you been getting everything prettied up for old Carly? You must be, because I said, somebody said something about your house in a letter you sent. I guess it was Mom. Said that your house was sure pretty, or so people are commenting on it, so it must be going to be quite a surprise for old Carly. But Pumpkin, I got an idea what Pumpkin's going to be like. I always liked that color. I thought some of the kitchens that were made were real fancy with that pumpkin color in it. And only a good gal like you could pick the color. It won't be long till I'll be holding you in that kitchen. I'll probably grab you in a big old bear hug and won't let you out of there. So just you and I in a pumpkin kitchen. Be wrestling around there, and little Cindy chewing at your heels, telling you not to pick on that boy. Treat him right, because that's Santa Claus, and old Santa Claus coming home pretty soon. So, you know how much he loves you, and you know how much he thinks of you. And I sure do love you tonight. I wish you was here, as I said before, in this big old house where so that you and I could be together and talk and tussle. Well, tell my cousin I'm a-coming. Tell him I'll be home soon, and I'm looking forward to seeing each and every one of them and shaking them by the hand. And I hope that all is well. And I hope it's not too deep. But there's plenty in the hills for the winter spring, for the spring rain and the water. And if there's anything that you need, I'll call you from San Francisco. Try to tell you what time I'll be in. So you can look for me on the evening plane. I should be in there at 11:20 on the night of the 20th, or about midnight on the night of the 20th. I don't suspect I'll be there before then. If I get held up someplace,